Yeah, the only other thing I have to add to that is we...
I'd like to spend time on the Q&A comes up.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Grace, continue.
Yeah. We have a contract with the Empire State Building. It runs another 3 years at $55,000 a month and increasing. It will, by the end of the contract, we will probably owe another $1.8 million or so over and above the $2.3 million we owe them currently. The petition for summary judgment, we would either have to, if it's granted by the courts, we are using a lot of political pressure to try to bring Empire State to the table, the bargaining table, so that we can reach a settlement. If we don't reach a settlement and the summary judgment is awarded to Empire State, they will be able to attach any and all of our assets, including all of our bank accounts, and we will not be able to conduct business at any of our five stations because every single bank account can be depleted of funds if a summary judgment is awarded and then if it's acted upon. So it puts us in a very precarious position. New York has done press conferences and gotten the support of Mayor de Blasio and the controller, I believe, of New York State, and I think his name is DiNapoli, and other political figures and celebrities. And so there is really a lot of work that's been done very successfully in a short period of time to get public relations working to put pressure on the Empire State Building. That was heartily recommended by our lawyer who's working on this in New York. That's about it.
Thank you. Jonathan Alexander?
Not very much to add on the Empire State situation, just that we do have a very competent legal counsel working on that, and that negotiations are still in process there. Hopefully we'll avoid a summary judgment. Other things, the national office is in the process of completing its server upgrade, moving its servers to more modernized servers and virtual machines. The audit is coming along, the 2015 audit. We're under a lot of pressure from the Attorney General to complete that, and our CFO and his crew at the national office have been working on that at a pretty good pace. We have a deadline sometime in August. It would be another one of those situations that would make it virtually impossible for us to continue doing business at any situation, at any signal area, because we might lose our nonprofit status if we don't get pretty far. But again, it looks like the CFO and his crew are making good progress on that. And there's been a staffing change. We lost our interim controller, Efren Arenas, who has been with Pacifica for a long time. So that's a bit of a challenge to getting things completed there. And there was one more thing that escapes me at the moment.
Oh, I have.
Okay. Mansoor?
Virtually everything has been said succinctly, so I defer my time to Jan.
Okay. Jan?
No, it's okay. What I was going to say, I'm going to say.
Are there questions and answers from the board for our directors? Thank you, yes. We're going to have the treasurer's report before questions and answers. Thank you for that, Mr. Treasurer. Yes, go ahead.
Microphone.
Hold it about an inch from your mouth, Ken, so we can hear you.
Hi, so I'm the KPFK treasurer, and I'm on the National Finance Committee. I just want to say I have a graph that Michael Adler, our secretary here, prepared showing the 6 months running average for Pacifica's net income. In other words, every month you say, well, let's average the last 6 months. So the graph looks very healthy. Let me see if I can show you that.
If
see if it turns upside, right side up. Now, how do you get these things?
Modern technology.
Can't see it.
All right, 1 second.
Can't see it.
Oh, there we go. Let me go. Just give me a second. It's going to be worth seeing.
It's going up, and we're all happy.
Basically, across the Pacific, if I can interrupt while he's getting this together.
Use the microphone, please.
There you go. It's going up. It's going up, and it's been above zero for the last 6 months, right?
So we
it's been above zero since January, and actually December, it's been above zero, and it's going up like that. So that's good news. That's the net income. That means profit minus expenses. It doesn't mean that we still don't have debts, but debts have to be managed against your assets, and we are well ahead of that game. In terms of our real estate and the value of our signals, we have like 5 to 10 times more than we owe in major debt. So relax on the panic. That doesn't mean people aren't going to try to pressure Pacifica into a compromised position where they can try to acquire greater control or ownership of some of our assets. But that's the world. That's the way things are. So let me stop on that philosophy and get back to talking about KPFK. Our graph of net income is also going up and has been going up since February. 1 minute. Let me get out of the situation I put myself. There we go. Whoops. Okay, so I did a comparison because the national office right now is doing most of the accounting. So they just finally gave us close the books for May, April, May, June, April, May. We still have June and July to be closed as accounting. But as of May, I compared the difference between May is the first is 8 months of our fiscal year. The fiscal year starts in the previous October. I don't know why, ask an accountant. It's not January to December. It's October to September. Just, I guess, so they can bill you more because it's more confusing. So I looked at the last 8 months.
Okay.
All right. I can get corrected.
Let's respect
okay.
The person who has the floor.
I'll cut
please.
Out the comment, the commentary. So I compared the last 8 months. I compared the last 8 months for KPFK to the same 8 months in 2016. And we did very well. We got 16% higher listener support during the fund drives. And we got, there we go. We got more money on grants. We got more money on public events. We got more money on straight donations apart from the fund drives. And our net income went up. And my laptop doesn't want to perform anymore.
Okay.
So generally speaking, everything improved. And, you know, we did have an increase in salary expenditure because KPFK has a new paid programmer. And that programmer has benefits. So that has increased our obligation for salary. Other than that, everything else is in pretty tight control. There's always a few buttons to fix, you know, expenses that you say, why are we spending so much for Xerox paper or to keep the fan running? But the major expenses are our salary and, well, we don't have a mortgage, but, you know, the tower and, you know, electricity. And that's about it.
Thank you, Ken.
And our major income, of course, has always been the fund drive.
Okay, so I'm going to take questions for the directors and treasurer. I have Fernando, Myla, Roberta. Lawrence, you had a question also?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have Fernando, Myla, Roberta, Lawrence, anyone else? Okay, Fernando, go ahead.
I got to admit, I'm a little bit confused by the Aaron's contradictory statements. From Grace, we hear that we are on the verge of collapse because if the Empire State debt of $3.3 million plus and growing goes to a final settlement and the Empire State owners reach a victory upon in the case, we may lose everything we got. And then we hear Kenneth Aaron telling us the contrary, that everything is just pinky, rosy, and beautiful. What about the three welfare children we have, WBAI, WBAI, WPFW, and apparently KPFT not doing so well? Are we going to continue subsidizing their expenses because they cannot have programming that is relevant? And financially, what does that put us?
Okay, can I respond to that? Excuse me. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, the policy of the station is right now all the five stations are under one ownership of the Pacifica Foundation, okay? And at different times in our history, they've been positive or negative. They haven't always been negative or always been positive. They fluctuate. So whatever our policy is in terms of handling stations that are currently running a deficit, whether we like close the store and say goodbye, stop calling us, ask somebody else for help, or let's go in and fix it, that's going to be a policy that I guess the Pacifica National Board has to address. I don't believe at this time that the Pacifica National Board is interested in dissociating itself from any station, regardless of what condition they're in. I think the attitude is there's no reason why each one of these stations shouldn't be prospering and expanding its listenership. May have to make some changes, but that's what happens. The world changes. The station has to change.
Thank you, Ken. So, Grace?
Okay. I am not sure if the statistics that Michael Adler used to generate his report or his graphs are accurate. And the reason for that is the National Office financial staff is working feverishly to complete the 2015 audit, and we're really not getting updated financial statements on a regular basis, current financial statements. Now, I will say this. What Ken is saying is basically, or possibly, the graphs may be accurate in that the stations may have increased their total revenue and their net revenue over the last 6 months or a year, something like that, but from an unsustainable level. It is true that we have three failing stations, WBAI in New York, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and KPFT in Houston. In Houston station is in a financial freefall at the moment. Their income has really plummeted. I believe that WPFW is doing a little bit better, but their income is still, so that may be the reason for the increase in the graphs going up. However, those three stations are not paying central services on a regular basis. They have debts. Central service debts. So the national office is depleted of operating money to operate and has been carrying some of the expenses of those stations. Now, I would let you know that KPFK has a debt to the national office of over $200,000 in back central service payments. That was mainly from 2015 and a little earlier. The national office has to, you know, pay for services, and we have a debt to them. So does WPFW of over $200,000. So even though financially the foundation may be doing a little bit better, in terms of an uptick in total revenue and net revenue, we still have these massive debts, a lot at over $2.3 million to the Empire State Building. And if we don't pay it, and we have other back legal debts and other debts, our total debt is roughly $8 million.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to caution the board that it seems like this session's taking a long time, and we do have other business before time certain. I'm going to move on. Myla?
You're moving on to the next question?
I'm moving on to the next person to ask the directors and financial.
Fine.
We're out of time on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I move to extend time.
How much? 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay, well, we have four persons on the stack still.
I'll withdraw.
It's Austin. 5 minutes, 1 minute each.
Go ahead, Myla.
I just want to know, and Grace alluded to this, about when our financial, the last financial statements we have. I understand from what you said that they're not current, and that is what I was going to ask about before you even said that. So I'd like to know what is our most current financial statement for KPFK, and I'd also like to know, I know our interim station manager is not here, but who is working on the budget? I imagine she is for fiscal year 2018, and I want to know whether our treasurer has a sense of how the budget for KPFK for fiscal year 2018 is shaping up.
Okay, I'm going to ask that we keep our answers brief. Grace, go ahead.
I believe that last week a financial statement was sent out. Can you have that for up to May, I believe? That was the – and I believe that the information has been the – I mean, those are the gross numbers, but the more fine details that we would need to base a budget on are not available to us. We spoke to Barry Brooks in the Finance Committee about this. He's our business manager. And he said that he will be working on proposing a budget to the Finance Committee so we can look it over. But right now, for quite a while, we really haven't had enough specific information in terms of expenses, specific expenses to really make a good stab at a budget. It's unfortunate because all the budgets all over the network are very much delayed.
Okay, Lawrence.
So you reported on WBAI one station that essentially glossed over the other three stations. But there's been a lot of upheaval at KPFT. There's been a firing of the interim general manager there, and apparently the LSP is in upheaval. Can you elucidate me on that? And also, how close are we to running out of hope that there won't be a summary judgment of the monies that are owned to the Empire State Building? And how close is the Empire State Building or those representatives from snatching a lot of our, from us liquidating our assets?
Should I respond?
Please.
The KPFT has brought in the last fund drive, they did not even reach 50% of their goal for the fund drive. They are so short on cash, they really don't have money for payroll, I don't believe. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, but it's a very critical situation there. And the executive director decided to make a management change because it's a dire, dire financial situation at KPFT. I mean, they're not only not able to pay central services, but they are not, at this point, I don't think, able to pay their staff. So, it's a very critical situation there. In terms of WBAI, the problem at WBAI is not totally a problem of the staff or management of WBAI. This is a responsibility of past national boards and a lack of senior management to some extent and a lack of, I don't know what to say, but the situation in New York is you have to have your transmitter broadcast at the highest point in the city in order for there to be reception. And 12 years ago, a contract was signed with the Empire State. That's a ironclad lease. We're responsible for paying that. Now, the current management, even the senior management and the current management of WBAI really didn't get them into that jam. You know, some of it was just the fact that 9/11 happened because the towers, the transmitters were on the top of the Twin Towers. And then when the Twin Towers were destroyed, the only game in town was the Empire State Building. So that's effectively became a monopoly. So that's the situation. It's really a situation. Their major debt, $55,000 a month, in order to be to have their programming broadcast in New York. There's no real way to get around that. Anyway, even if we could, it is possible to broadcast from a different place because the World Trade Center has been erected. So we could get the same service for possibly 12 to 17,000 a month. That is another option, but that doesn't let us out of the lease that we have with Empire State. So this is something that we have to figure out. It's, I don't know exactly. The National Board is working on what we do next. It's a very dire situation. WPFW has been doing a bit better, but they are also not in a viable range financially. So it's a very difficult situation there. I want to say that WPFW is a proud, wonderful station that was viable for 25 or 30 years. It's a recent slow downtrend of that station in terms of total revenue and net revenue. So it can, I'm sure it can be. It's a world-class jazz station. It's very well-respected in the D.C. area. I think it's a wonderful station. It's just that, these stations need to be improved so that they're more viable.
How about the assets? Okay, we need to keep this brief if you can.
All right, I'll try to make it as brief as I can. We own four buildings. Pacifica owns four buildings outright. There are no mortgages on them. That's the KPFK building, the KPFA building. KPFK was appraised. It's worth about $4.6 million. KPFA building, the KPFT building. And there's also another property in Berkeley next to the KPFA building, which we also own, which houses the national office, and then there's another section that's just used for storage. So those are the properties. They're probably in the aggregate worth somewhere between $8 and $10 million. Then we own the licenses, the Pacifica licenses, which are worth tens of millions of dollars, if not more, probably over $100 million. So in bankruptcy, if we were to be forced into bankruptcy, hopefully that won't happen, we would probably be forced to pay off all of our debts because we have significant assets. We can't cry penury. In other words, if we had no assets but debts in bankruptcy, the creditors would have to accept less money. But if you have assets, the creditors can get everything that is owed to them.
Okay.
Does that explain everything?
We're going to move on to our GM search committee report from our chair, Ali Lexa.
Okay, so we finalized our GM job description and outreach for the permanent GM position. We've placed the ad on kpfk.org, pacifica.org, and through ZipRecruiter and Indeed, over 200 job sites, also LinkedIn, and we're looking at some other broadcast-specific sites. We've received over 110 applications so far. in reference to what was recently mentioned about KPFT and their financial situation, we've been asked by the national office also to paperclip their search for a general manager to ours. So some of the places where we've advertised also advertise the KPFT GM position. The general manager search committee will most likely be meeting on Monday, July 24th, to start reviewing the applications.
Okay. Are there any questions for the GM search chair related to his report?
Oh, I forgot one thing. We also produced on-air carts in English and Spanish that are in production right now.
Thank you. Yes, I've heard those. They're very nice. Okay. Lawrence, anyone else besides Lawrence? And Steve?
Doug.
And Doug? Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
In regards to that criteria of the job description, can you give me a few
moments? Personal, could you please use the mic?
In regards to that job description that you just put together, can you give me a few highlights in regards to, like, the key highlights, Spanish-speaking prefer, or language-speaking prefer?
So I'd recommend you go to kpfk.org and click, and you can read the requirements. Spanish-speaking prefer. Spanish-speaking is a plus. It's definitely in there. That's something we're looking at. Radio experience, fundraising experience, ability to work with large groups of people, ability to interact with the community, the board, things of that nature.
Thank you. Steve?
Well, I had a similar question. I was wondering what the parameters, what you're specifically looking for. I would think we need somebody with a lot of radio experience in running a station to some degree. So, yeah, and I read what you had posted at the website. It looked good. But I was just wondering if you could flesh that out specifically a little bit more, what we're looking for, what kind of person we need to, you know, take the reins here at this point.
Yeah, we have a committee, and we look at all that criteria and rank each applicant based on that information. So,
minimum qualifications they need.
It's on the description. I don't, because I don't have it memorized.
Okay, please.
Do you want to go on the website
excuse
and look
me,
at it?
Excuse me.
Everything's there.
Bella, please respect the people who have the floor. Okay. Excuse me.
Order.
Doug, if you can ask your question.
Ali, what's the process? How do you pare down that 100 applicants to 5?
So the whole committee looks at all the applications, and we have criteria that we look at for each applicant, and we rank them based on their qualifications and experience on all those criteria that are based on the job description. And it's usually like a rank from 1 to 5 for each specific criteria, like radio experience, 1 being none, 5 being lots of radio experience. And we go through all of the criteria that are in the job description, and each candidate would get a ranking number. And then those with the highest numbers would be reviewed for possible interviews and further.
Okay. Thank you, Ali. Reza?
Could you name the
Use the microphone,
that
please.
They are dealing with the, you know, hiring the new manager. Name of those people in that committee.
Okay. The people on the committee, you want to...
So, Jamie Gomez, myself, Jonathan Alexander.
Please,
Myla,
be respectful.
And Jan.
Mansoor Sabah, Jan Goodman.
And Maggie LaPique, I believe, is also on there. Okay, thank you. At this point, we're going to go on to public comments number 2, session for public comments. Let's see. Thank you, Ali. And, yes, if you could put 15 minutes on the clock there. Thank you.
Who's my clock keeper?
Okay.
Who's timing us?
Mr. Okay. Kaiser is.
All right, let me know. Okay. Whose responsibility is it to post audio files to the archives? The show producer? The webmaster, the program director? There seems to be a lot of frustration about shows that are produced getting posted. I don't understand why there's a problem. Is there a reason producers can't post their own audio to a website? When I was secretary, I had passwords so I could post notices to the KPFK calendar, and I posted notices to the kpftx.org calendar. And currently, Terry Goodman posts audio of these meetings to kpfk.org. Now, if we can get passwords and put up text or audio, I don't know why show producers can't do it themselves and sort of cut out the middleman. If management is too slow or overworked to do this, I don't see why producers can't do it themselves. Everyone here should know how to post, download from Facebook and post to Facebook. I assume you've all done it. And posting audio files, same problem. So I don't know why there should be any frustration about people's shows getting archived and feeling excluded. Is there a concrete counterproposal we're offering to the Empire State Building? I've been seeing some of the traffic, and it seems like we're just basically calling them a bunch of greedy assholes, and I don't consider that to be a counterproposal. We have to say, here's what we're willing to pay regularly, and this is what we want this is what we're willing to pay on the debt. Now,
that's your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. I want to make correction. In every fiscal or calendar year, you must have four quarters. Therefore, Pacifica's fiscal year starts September 1st. It ends August 31st. Ken Aaron. Okay. Why is there an interim general manager, an interim program director? Now we're talking about a new paid director. These people are never seen anywhere. I mean, Christian Blasdell is never here. Program director, interim program, Alan Minsky is never here. He operates in a vacuum all the time. And now we have a paid director. Who is this nefarious or euphemous person? Why is no one addressing the daily handling of the bookkeeping, both at KPFK and at the national office? Without a daily person doing the bookkeeping, it is no wonder that we always fall short. We always fall short when the auditing comes around, and that creates the havoc that we're always in. And when you are in a search committee, it is your responsibility to come to the floor of this body and the listeners, supporters, and give all the necessary information. Why you're looking for that person? What is the process? What is the criteria? You don't have to be so vague and get so antsy when people ask you these questions. We all need to know. Thank you.
I'm going to ask the public to please be respectful of the board members. Thank you. Please proceed.
Yes, so continuing to remind you of the exclusionary and discriminatory practices of the National Board, the local station board, and KPFK paid staff. In that spirit, okay, I'd like to remind you of that, of those facts. We're here, you know, giving you our sentiments, you know, as a people, you know. So I would like to continue addressing the website, the new website. I was in a meeting in the financial committee, and it was stated by Mr. Ali present here that there will be a new launching of the website. So I'd like to, like this board, to please discuss whether we are going to continue to exclude and discriminate against the new Spanish language programming. Okay, and if that's going to be addressed. And again, to clarify whether Mr. Ali is the sole decision maker of that website, or if it's past website or webmaster developers, or somebody from Texas, I hear, Otis or John McClain or something like that. So I want clarification of who is going to be the sole decision maker for this new website, and if we are going to be excluded and discriminated against.
If you want to post to KPTXORG, you go through Otis McClay as your the person you get info from. I interacted with Mr. McClay when I wanted to post to Texas to post it. All right, so I don't know if that may not affect here. I'd like to end on a positive note. I'd like
thank
to
you.
Thank the GM Search Committee for their work. I know it's a lot of work. I've never been on the committee. I've attended some of the public meetings. You have to read a lot of material. Also, when you make your recommendations, bringing those recommendations to the board often generates conflict and controversy. We've had trouble with it. So whoever's on the committee, I commend you for stepping up to the plate and taking on a heavy responsibility. So, and I encouraged you months ago, let's get started with this. You got started with it. So I'm happy. And I acknowledge it's a lot of work. I trust you. I respect you. And I look forward to your decision.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead. We still have time.
Hi. So I'm Elise. And correct me if I'm wrong, but my thoughts about some of the comments that were made by board members. So Ken said that the income has risen, I think it was 2015 and part of 2016, something like that, if I'm remembering correctly. And if three stations are kind of kaput, that means that the two California stations are the ones that are bringing in the revenues, right? That would include us. And as far as I recall, and again, maybe I'm off by a month or so here or there, but I believe that it was our former general manager, Leslie Radford, who was in charge at that time. Just wanted to make that clear. She was, as we all recall, summarily removed, and her now interim general manager, I think she was here once, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't been at every board meeting. But and again, I believe, if I remember correctly, Leslie Radford was here at every single meeting, personally taking questions on her reports. I know there are some written reports coming from Christine, but I don't see her here. Okay, just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Jesús y pues ya muchos me conocen. Hemos estado constantemente aquí y por una razón muy válida, ¿no?
Good afternoon, my name is Jesús. Many of you know me, but we're also here, you know, for certain issues.
En esta ocasión nos preocupa la cuestión de que no podemos participar en la recaudación de fondos.
In this occasion, we are concerned that we cannot participate in the fundraising activities of KPFK.
Una constante de suspensión de la programación.
It's a constant suspension of Spanish language programming.
Y esto hace que nuestros radioescuchas no tengan una continuidad de información.
And this does not allow our listenership to have continuity.
Y a la vez, pues, inconformes porque no pueden contribuir como debiera ser.
And at the same time, sad that they cannot contribute to the station.
Eso es en cuanto a la función de nuestra programación y un problema interno que existe en la radio.
And then an internal problem that exists at the station.
Que se está boicoteando nuestro trabajo.
That
el estudio D no se puede trabajar porque
sometimes we cannot work in Studio D.
Tienen candado las computadoras.
Because the computers are not working.
Y en cuanto a nuestro trabajo en el segundo piso.
And then our work in the second place, the second floor of the KPFK.
Se están privatizando las computadoras.
There's like a privatization of the computers.
Excuse me, Mr. Kaiser, we've added time for translation.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Nada más tomar en cuenta que la programación en español está corriendo en KPFK y ahí vamos a mantenernos.
That Spanish language programming is running. And that we're going to remain there.
Thank you.
One more comment. Is there room for one more comment?
As many as you need.
All right. Just one last comment. Sorry about it. Took a lot of time today, but
not a problem.
With all due respect and dignity, the seeds that we're planting here today as a community are very much in the spirit of social justice, you know, following the mission and vision of Pacifica and its bylaws, and with due respect, you know, for all creeds and colors as well. But we need to recognize that we are being targeted, we are being discriminated against, we are being excluded, and we need to let you all know. Every single one of you, we need to let you know how we feel. We're being excluded from the website. We're being excluded from the carts. We're being excluded from forward promotion at the station. We're being excluded from the Pacifica National Board all the way to the local board to the station. We're being discriminated against. We're being targeted. We're being harassed. We feel like we're not welcome. We understand Spanish language programming wasn't a gift. We have to fight for it, right? No one came to us and said, here you guys, here's a station for you, here's a space. No, we have had to fight for this. Our elders at the radio station have had to fight for these things. And I wonder, do you guys have something against women and women of color? Because I just hear about all these lawsuits. I mean, and I wonder, is there a pattern of discrimination against people of color and women here?
Okay, do we have any other comments? Hold on. It's inappropriate to respond to the public at this point. We have, actually I added some minutes, and we have another 6 minutes if anyone would like to comment from the public. Yes, please. We desire to respect the public and their rights to address us.
Hi, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to thank you all for your for listening to all of us. Anyway, I want to protest that the Spanish broadcasters did not go on this entire week, which means that all of us who I used to always donate, and many people that I know always used to donate to Amy Goodman and to all many other programs until we realized what a war it was for the programmers. So I have to protest that they were not allowed to even raise funds other than the one Monday, perhaps. And then that means that all, you know, you didn't hear, we didn't hear any of them, and we didn't hear about many of the social events that come up, which are also fundraisers. So, yeah, I mean, that's really unfair. And then I just want to encourage you all to listen to us and then to learn Spanish, because some of the programs that go on are fantastic. They talk about news throughout the world. You'll know everything so many things that go on, not only here, but in Africa and everywhere. Okay, so anyway, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else from the public that would like to talk? If not, we're going to go on to the next agenda item, and I you're out of order. We're going to go on to new business, and I am going to, for this item on new business, turn the microphone over to our esteemed vice chair, Barbara Marbach.
Can I take a point of personal privilege? I was attacked by the public. I'd like to make a point of personal privilege.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Marlita would like to also.
Yeah, how do we address this?
I think we need to be recognized before you start speaking.
Okay. We'll just take, because of this, we'll just take a few minutes, and I'll recognize Ali and Marlena, and then we'll move on to new business.
So if anybody has any issues with the website, just come and talk to me. Don't show up at a public event and call me out and personally attack me. It's just out of order, and the information you have is incorrect. I'm looking at the website right now, which I inherited from Leslie. We have a section that says Español and Bilingual, just like we have a section for music, a section for news and public affairs. Looking at the grid, I see all of the new Spanish language expansion shows listed in the grid. They're all there. There's no discrimination. No one's being cut out. If you need something, if you have a question, for example, Fernando came to me last week, and I made sure he was able to upload certain shows to the archives. It's all there. No race-baiting nonsense is going to get anything done. If you have a question or an issue, just come and talk to me. Don't just come to a meeting and point your finger at me.
Okay.
It's just out of order. Of course you can write to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Ali. Thank you. No. Your time was up. Thank you, Marlena.
Okay, as far as the, from what I know from being at the station for as long as I have, is that if somebody wants to create a podcast, nobody's stopping them from creating a podcast. And I think Jonathan should address this as well, is what is the way that people get their passwords and usernames? It seems that a lot of people don't know. And even though we have had emails that have gone out that have addressed this, not everybody's getting them, apparently. That's not true. That is not true.
Thank you, Bella.
Everybody on this board cares.
Good to see you, Bella.
Why are we doing order?
Okay, order.
Just to
Jonathan.
Answer your question.
And then we're done.
It seems
I don't
like
have
lack
anything
of
to do with a programmer
creating a podcast. If you have a show, podcast it. That's a good idea because it's 2017. Again, if you have a show, podcast it. But that doesn't have anything to do with me or with him or with anybody. As a matter of fact, I was in Master Control and a programmer, the Aware Show, who's very savvy about promoting their show, was asking one of our board operators how to podcast their show. So you go online and it's very simple, and you figure out how to podcast it. There are many YouTube videos that explain how to podcast your show. It's nothing that we can do to stop you. It's nothing nobody's doing to stop you. It's just the internet. Also, as far as translation of the websites, if you open up a website in Google Chrome, as I'm seeing right here, you can just click something on the side, and our website translates into several languages. Right, it's already in Spanish. It translates into... Right, there's a whole list of languages that it will translate into.
Okay. Thank you. Excuse me?
Order.
No, order.
Is what I would say.
Order. You'll need to leave.
Okay, there's,
okay, thank
there's
you.
Another thing that he's not addressing.
Thank you.
Okay, Myla, we're not going. I'm sorry.
We need to.
Okay, excuse me. No. We need to move on. We've got time certain for 12:30, and we need to address this last item on the agenda. You know? Okay. Lawrence, what is your personal privilege?
My personal privilege is that the Spanish language programmers have raised money off air.
Okay, you're out of order.
No, because
you're out of order.
People are attacking.
We've spoken about this already.
Addressing the people that are talking about Spanish language programmers.
You're out of order.
Well, I don't think I am.
Okay. Now we need to move on to this last item of new business, and this is why I turned over the gavel to our vice chair. We're going to ask Myla to motivate this motion.
Please.
Okay, it's the custom at all Pacifica stations, and it's also in the bylaws that the general managers of each station are non-voting members of the local station boards. And the custom is for the general managers to attend the local station board meetings, and therefore we have put together, this is a motion that I suggested at the last governance committee meeting, and it reads as follows. Motion to invite general manager, the KPFK general manager, to the August 20th, 2017 local station board meeting. Whereas Article 7, Section 2 states the station's general manager shall serve as a non-voting member of the station's local station board. We would like to invite the general manager of KPFK to attend the August 20th, 2017 local station board meeting. Is there?
So we'll have discussion. We'll take two.
Point of information. So when you say invite the interim general manager, you're not directing her to come here. Okay.
Did Bella answer?
Bella answered.
A point of order. I don't believe we need discussion if there's no objection.
Do I have a second to that motion?
It was second.
Okay, so we have some objections. Let's hear the objections. First, Mr. Velasquez.
My understanding is that, as it is, the general manager has the right and the obligation to come before this body and give us reports on what his or her activities are. Why do we have to introduce an additional motion to state the obvious and use some of our precious, valuable time unless there's a specific reason? And if there is such a reason, I'd like to know whether this proposal includes more than one meeting where she will come to engage in a discussion and debate with all of us in whatever issues we are addressing at the time, except her not having the right to vote. Okay. What is the specifics, purpose of this participation of Christine Blasel here?
So it sounds like you have a question, not an objection.
You didn't hear the objection first.
I didn't hear the objection, no.
If she's requested to come here to give us a report, why do we have to have a motion and discussion for her presence here?
So you feel that the motion's out of order. Lawrence, can I hear your objection?
You're wasting our time, sir. If she's got the right already to come here and give us a report, why we have to spend
time again? It's not my motion.
This is a waste of her precious time.
Okay. Lawrence, your objection?
Yeah, Christine Blasel is a pretty seasoned professional at our station, and she's been to many board meetings. So, and she knows the requirement of not just coming for 1 month, August 20th, but also to coming to every LSB meeting to provide us a report, a vision of her management style and as such. This motion is completely out of order because it already exists in the bylaws. And Christine Blasel, I'm sure knows that she doesn't have to be personally invited. I mean, and if that's the case, then I would strike to remove August 20th and say monthly.
Okay, that sounds like a substitute motion. Lance?
Strike August 20th.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay. There's some questions, but first I want to hear from Lance.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't pretend to be one. I don't play one on TV. But if this language is correct, it says that the general manager shall, does not say will. And I've written enough legislation to know that shall means it's basically can come if you want. You're not commanded to come, or you're not instructed to come. So therefore, your original thesis is incorrect. Second of all, I think it is a matter of simple courtesy, which sometimes is not in abundance in open meetings, as exhibited here. But I think it's a simple courtesy to invite her and to give her the opportunity to come and speak rather than saying you will come and speak. I just don't think that that's the way that the board should operate. So I would stand an objection to making it so it's a requirement that she come. We ought to invite her. And if, in fact, she decides that she doesn't want to come, then maybe we can consider taking harsher action. However, if this Article 7, Section 2 is stated correctly here, she doesn't have to come.
Okay. There was a question, and I'm going to try to clarify something for Dorothy and others. So the question that I heard on the side and was, why do we want to force Christine to come?
No, my question is, why do we have to make a motion? Christine has given us reasons why she hasn't shown up. She has shown up at other meetings. I don't understand what this is all about. I'd like to go home.
Okay. Well,
she agrees with Fernando.
Okay. We're at time certain now, I believe.
Yeah.
I move we table the motion.
Call the question.
Okay. Do we need to hear two for or two against, or did enough people speak?
Call the question.
There was an amendment.
Jan.
I would like to hear Myla motivate this, at least, before I vote.
I move to extend by 5 minutes because I'd like to speak to this as well.
I did amend the motion.
Why don't we just extend for half an hour, and if we get done?
No. 5 minutes is enough.
Because we're already 5 minutes over.
Amendment on the floor from Lawrence.
Okay.
I move to extend for 10 minutes. Time, sir.
Okay, Lawrence, what, can you repeat your amendment?
Wait, move to adjourn takes precedence.
Yeah, well, it does.
I move to adjourn. No, no, no. Once a motion is on the floor, you vote on it before you adjourn.
Okay.
Should I state my amendment?
Please.
So my amendment is to a motion to invite the GM to the KPFK LSP monthly meetings.
So replace August 20th with KPFK monthly meetings.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to vote on this motion. I think we can take a hand vote.
There was a motion to extend time.
Okay. Well, let's just vote on this, and then we'll be done. Yeah, let's take a hand vote. All in favor of this motion, raise your hand. We're going to take a hand vote.
To amend.
The amended motion.
All right. So
all in favor of the amended motion.
Motion to invite the GM to all future LSB meetings, please raise your hand.
Why invite? It's her duty. It's her responsibility. It's in the bylaws.
Why drag her into that ship?
We got one more. Let me do it. All right. Everybody who's going to vote yes, vote yes. Hands up, please.
Okay, raise up. Vote or don't.
Yes, yes, sir.
It's just a kick in the head.
Okay, so nine in favor. Opposed? Raise your hands high. Thank you. Seven opposed. Abstain.
She's being nasty.
And we've got a few couple that aren't. Okay,
then
so we have. We are missing a couple, but we have nine yes, seven no, one abstain.
So the motion carries. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Second? No, that was the motion. Any objections to adjourning? Hearing none, this meeting is hereby adjourned.